Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
We are back for another week of N4G Radio, and I can't keep the walls intact. This massive amount of people on the show, which means everybody's fondling gets 15 minutes, if that. Not even that. You get 5.
Mine won't half for that, don't you worry.
Okay, well that's good. I'm talking to you, Gambus.
Ugh.
And actually, I'm talking to you, Drew, you son of a bitch.
Hey, I play a lot of stuff. You want me to review stuff, I'll review it.
Yeah, but we don't need to spend 40 minutes talking about a crappy game.
Okay, fine.
But anyway, I have with us, we have Gamus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
We will have the Wombat momentarily in a couple minutes. Returning from the dead, we have K-Dub.
Hey,
Also with us, we have Drew Frustrated Fury.
Yeah.
We have John W.
Yeah.
And we have Mr. Futon.
Present!
Bueller. Futon. Futon. But I'm just gonna hop right into this bitch because it's Championship Sunday and I want off this podcast too.
Hell yes!
So, Mr. Gambus Khan, why don't you tell me what you were playing this week besides driving to my house and dropping off Boomer?
Oh!
You dropped a Boomer at your house?
I wish.
I think we're talking about two different things.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to start off with something small this week.
Diddles.
Selves. Oh. On the iPhone.
Oh, fuck me.
On the iPhone, I played Hero Academy.
See, I told you he was going to play it.
Yeah. Well, how do you give a review code away for that? It's free.
it's mostly free. There's a lot
they
of deals.
They mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Mostly. But what do you think about it, Michael?
I freaking love it. I actually just submitted my review yesterday.
Isn't it awesome? I really enjoy it. I was wondering, how many games can you have queued up at the same time?
In the latest update, they just doubled it to 40.
Wow.
Yeah. No, the thing about it, it's a great game. There are some things that are wrong with it, like not having an active tutorial and being able to play offline and practice, but it does so much right. I'm calling this iPhone Game of the Year, and it's not even the end of January.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I play a lot of iPhone games, and most of the time when I you know boot one up, I can tell right off the bat, like within the first like 2 minutes, if this game is complete garbage or if it's worth playing. And I knew that this game was going to be one worth playing, just because. I mean, it looks good. It has a really nice aesthetic to it. There's a lot of games that have nice aesthetics but are just completely empty and dry. This game is simple, yet at the same time deep with strategy, and it's turn-based. So it's kind of like a strategy turn-based. It's not as complicated to learn as chess, obviously. It's much easier to learn. It's pretty easy, but it's deep in its strategy. Basically, you just move characters around this playing field, and you either Your goal is to destroy the other opponent's crystals, which I guess are like the equivalent of like bases. And it's really cool because I got a couple games that I'm in the middle of playing of right now, and it's like I'll make a turn, and then like a few minutes later, the other person might make a turn. So it's kind of like another game that I have on my iPhone that I enjoy playing for a while, Chess for Friends, which is kind of the same way, is that you actually have your own profile in this game. But in Hero Academy, it's like, you know, a fantasy setting. It's swords and sorcery. And I just completely dig it. I mean, it's really fun, and I totally agree with you, Michael, that it is one of the best iPhone games that I've played in a long time. I mean, who knows? It might be game of the year. But we'll just cross that bridge when we come to it. But
yeah, you got a long time before you have to decide that.
Yeah,
I think so.
But as it stands, it's a really good game. And moving on up
to the east side.
Yeah, there we go. Played some Xbox 360 games.
Fucking hell.
Oh yeah. Played a little bit of Skyrim. Not a lot, not as much as I'd like to play, but you know, I just killed a few things. The thing about Skyrim, okay. It's a great game. It's very immersive and like on an incredible level. But there's parts in the game where it feels that it's sort of a detriment, especially if you only have like a half hour to play. It's like it might take you. There are some times where I could be walking around in Skyrim for like 40 minutes and see like maybe one or two creatures. And it's like, you know, sometimes I want to like level up and, you know, like fight some monsters and stuff. And it seems like the monsters in Skyrim are really spread far apart. Well, and
they're almost all in dungeons.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of figured that you would have to do missions or like go into dungeons in order to fight the creatures. There's just, in Skyrim, there's so much choice that I remember hearing about this, the whole theory called paralyzing choice, like on another podcast, where there's so many choices that it paralyzes the player into basically second guessing themselves, you know, to the point where they don't really do anything. I guess I just have to become more focused, in the missions or what I want to accomplish and not just be like, oh, I want to level grind, but maybe I should be more focused on completing actual missions in like particular towns or cities.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about it, honestly, is that you're absolutely right. There's so much choice that it just, there's no limit to the amount of ways you could go, but the nice thing about that is you can play it however you want. If you want to go town to town and do missions, you can do that. If you want to just wander the countryside and go into random dungeons, you can do that. You can pretty much play it however you want to. You just gotta. It's kind of hard when it's been a while since you played a game like that to not go into it just with the mentality of, okay, I need to clear this mission, or I need to clear this mission, or I need to clear this mission. I find that I have a lot more fun with it if I just go into it and just play, just do whatever comes to me naturally, and then by that, missions get accomplished, and I level up and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Thing is, though, I don't know if I'll build a complete Skyrim anytime soon. It'll probably take me close to forever to complete Skyrim. There's a lot of other games that I'm also playing at the same time and want to complete or recomplete, such as the next game I've been playing, which is Mass Effect 2. And I think I'm about 10 hours into this particular playthrough. I want to try to not get anybody killed. So that's my goal for this playthrough of Mass Effect 2. I want to have it completed before Mass Effect 3 comes out. And playing through Mass Effect 2, I'm reminded of just how incredibly crafted the story, the characters, the universe is in this game. The thing is, you know, seeing the trailers, the limited gameplay footage on the internet of Mass Effect 3, I'm getting nervous. I don't doubt that BioWare will deliver a great game, but I just can't help feeling like a deja vu of like Halo 3.
What are you worried about exactly?
I'm worried that it's going to have either an anticlimactic ending or the actual climax will be toward the beginning of the game, and then the rest of the game will be basically busy work. I'm concerned that they're gonna try to make it like, I don't know, I'm not nervous about them not delivering action. I know that the game is gonna have plenty of action. It's gonna be like balls to wall. The Reapers are here on Earth, everybody's getting killed, you know, cats and dogs living together, stuff like that. And but
no, there are no ghosts in that. Well, actually, I don't know that for sure, but I assume there are no ghosts in Mass Effect 3.
I'm just concerned that it'll be like, oh, the Reapers, but you have to defeat the Mother Reaper, and then you fight this boss, and it just explodes, and then it's like end credits, like immediately, and there's no like story that you just, because the first game, and you know, the first game had a great and really awesomely deep story. The second game had that more of a, you know, like the dark sequel to a really good action movie where it's, you know, of course, darker. There's a bigger sense of urgency throughout the second game. So not really enough as much time for the story, you know, as they did in the first game. And I'm almost afraid that the second game is going to be basically modern warfare in space.
I think you're overthinking this a bit too much.
I think you're concerned about. I think given the games that you're citing, I mean, you're talking about Halo, you're talking about modern warfare. I mean, those are first person shooters.
Yes.
And given the amount of time that I spent with the accidentally released demo, I can tell you there's no, I mean, it starts off fast, but there's no sense of huge climax at the beginning. I think it just ejects you into it with a sense of, I mean, there's exposition at the beginning.
Okay.
But it ramps up quickly. Given how well the games ended, the first two, I mean, yeah, you beat the end of Mass Effect 1, and there's a little bit of exposition at the end.
Yeah.
And you kind of get your wrap-up. And even at the end of Mass Effect 2, when you have, there's this big conversation with the Elusive Man. So I think that you know, it's okay to be concerned. I mean, it's a series that you love, but I would not be panic-stricken about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm just, there's in today's game market, like, almost, there's a fantastic, awesome game coming out, like, every couple weeks nowadays. And it's like, I'm hoping that Mass Effect 2, or no, not Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, you know, pushes the boundaries that we already know of. And the thing is, what I want more from Mass Effect 3 is, I like the characters of the Mass Effect series, and I really want to see the relationships, and I want to see all the characters flushed out, and not just be thrown into this war, and just like, oh, hey there, I haven't seen you since Mass Effect 1. Yeah, I'm back, and then I shoot a gun, and then I'm dead. You know, it's I hope it's not like that.
If you look at all of the characters in Mass Effect 2, yes, you didn't have to get to know them too well if you didn't want to, but backstories, side missions, gaining their loyalty was a big, massive part of that game and really affected how that game ended for each individual player, depending on what side stuff they did. And, you can expect the same, if not more, from 3. So you shouldn't have to worry about that. They should all be flushed out, have interesting stories on, you know, there's going to be reoccurring characters from probably both 1 and 2, but I can't see there being a problem, along with the new characters as well. I'm just looking for more of 2, but in, you know, better looking, more bombastic, a fantastic end to the trilogy kind of thing. I hope I get those, and it's in fucking good hands, to be fair. BioWare don't normally hiccup. Dragon Age 2, you know, some people could argue that was a sort of step backwards, but their track record is impeccable.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, Gambus, to an extent, because there is always sort of this fear when you have a series that's been as good as this one has. There's always this fear that the next one or the last one won't be as good or won't have a fitting conclusion because you're so invested in the story. But I think the way I've sort of dealt with that is just to realize that, look, you know, they've done a good job with everything that they've been handed so far, so there's no reason for me to be concerned. We'll see what happens when it comes out, but there's, I trust what they've done with the series so far, and I trust them to end it well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I've been playing some Mass Effect. I can't wait until Part 3, man. Part 3, I've already beaten Part 2, and I want to get a better ending to Part 2 so I can be, you know, more solidified in my play. And I'm going to pick up the 360 version because, it's the 360 is why I played Mass Effect 1 on. And I just think it's awesome to be able to play through the first, second, and third game all on the same save.
And also co-op on the 360. Yeah.
Oh,
If most of your friends are on 360, then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I played some Mass Effect 2. Played the demo for Final Fantasy 13-2, which I will say I was impressed. Despite my shortcomings with Final Fantasy 13, I will say that Final Fantasy 13-2... Despite it being about, parallel time periods, time travel, actually seems much more of a simpler plot than 13, where it was just all about throwing as many made-up fantasy words at you as possible. 13-2 seemed like it was going to be pretty good, and I got that on a pre-order, and... I'm planning on picking the special edition up because it comes with the four disc soundtrack, which I'm always I'm always into the game and music, so I'll be picking that up. But I'll probably try to finish Final Fantasy 13 before I start playing 13-2. So unfortunately, it might be one of those games that'll be on my shelf for a long time before I get around to it. I played the Resident Evil Revelations demo on the 3DS. I thought it was pretty good. It was it felt like a console portable Resident Evil game. I will say that having a second analog stick would improve the gameplay. But
guess what? It supports the Circle Pad Pro.
Ooh, sweet. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to pick up the Circle Pad Pro or not. I don't know, because it was originally made for Monster Hunter. And from what I've heard, it's almost as easy to play it without it as it is to play with it. So, and I can almost imagine Resident Evil probably just play maybe a little bit better with the second stick, because I was doing pretty well as is. The graphics are fantastic, especially for, dare I say it, especially for a Nintendo system, period. The graphics were spectacular, regardless of if it's a portable game or a Wii game. The demo itself, I mean, it wasn't like other Resident Evil demos where it's like it shows you an awesome, cool scene and then throws you in the middle of this craziness. It's just kind of like you're in the middle of this house and you're just walking through it. I mean, it's cool and all, but the demo kind of felt, it felt more like more of a somber demo than like other Resident Evil demos have been in the past, which I guess is a good thing. It just gets you used to the way that the game works. So I thought it was pretty good. Would I say it's worth a $50 portable game? No. But if it drops in price, I'd probably pick it up for a sale price. Very quickly, last game I played, which I won't really talk about it that much because I know some of you have played it as well. The demo for Kingdoms of I'm terrible with pronunciation.
Amalur.
Amalur.
Amalur. It's a U at the end. Amalur.
Amalur. I will say this a lot. I really like it. It's definitely a generous demo. Almost 2 hours of gameplay and demo. I mean, that's pretty nice. I will say this: enjoyed the graphics. Thought the graphics were fantastic, especially the outdoor environments. Loved the battle system. I think the story, the world, is really cool. How there alludes to racism in a fantasy world between the humans and the Fae. Really interesting concept. the main hero that you are, really cool. It has the whole resurrection, brought back from the dead type of story. Only gripe about it is some of the execution. And it is real janky, and the demo as it stands is filled with bugs. However, if they can square that out, it'll be a fantastic game, and it's a game that is basically having me on the verge of canceling my Final Fantasy 13 2 pre-order and getting it instead. But I'll probably eventually get both of them anyway, but it's just a question of which one will I actually pay, you know, day one release for.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's the demo that when you play through it, you get Mass Effect 3 stuff.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And vice versa.
Right, right. Okay.
And that concludes my Fondling. Future Fondling, probably some... of course, more Mass Effect, and strangely enough, my wife finally started to play her Christmas gift, which, well, one of her Christmas gifts that I got her, Pokemon, Black and White. So I'll be playing some Pokemon in the future.
There you go.
All right, so we're gonna have to do the Bagok, and then we're gonna have to go. All right, Drew, you got 5 minutes.
I think I can handle that. So I did play the Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning demo. I did write up a preview on it. It should be live. I don't know when. But I love it. It is exactly – I said that was my most anticipated game over Mass Effect 3, and it still is because that game is solid. It has a very unique art style. It's very colorful. It feels like it's very Fable. But see, that's the thing about Fable. Fable was like a kind of like a joke game where everything was kind of goofy and they tried to make jokes a lot and stuff like that. While Kingdoms of Amalur is actually taken seriously, they're not trying to be funny.
You're not going to fart at people.
Yeah, you're not going to fart at people in Kingdoms of Amalur. You're going to chop their fucking heads off.
Well, my. I played the demo also, and my opinion is it out-fables Fable. It's Bam. Not Fable. It should have been.
See, you know what? I played it as well, and I got the Fable thing that you guys are talking about, but you know what I got more than anything was it really, and it makes sense given the background of the game, it really felt a lot like World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft,
I mean, that's the art style is sort of Fable mixed with World of Warcraft to me. And, you know, it's probably, you know, the game started out, or I shouldn't say the game, the IP started out as an MMO.
Yeah.
So, and I know they're still working on an MMO, but, you know, this seems to me the better way to go, because if this game would have been an MMO, it would have immediately drawn intense scrutiny in comparison to World of Warcraft, because they do look very, very similar.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed the demo. That's how you do a demo, you know.
Yeah,
you introduce,
absolutely.
You introduce all your mechanics, and then you say, "All right, you got 45 minutes to do whatever you want." And I did everything I wanted. I finished every quest they let me finish. I was glued to that demo, so I cannot wait for that game to come out. There is a few problems. The camera's a little janky. That I had a few glitches where it would skip dialogue completely.
Yeah, I had that.
I don't
as well.
Know why. I was like, okay, I accepted the quest, but I don't know what I need to do. But from what they talked, I talked to a couple of the Reckoning guys on Twitter, and they said that it is an early build, and they actually opened up a forum and said, if you experience anything or if there's anything that you think we need to change, let us know. So I did go to their forums and actually suggest a few things. So. Will that actually come into account when the game comes out? I don't know. But I'm still excited for it.
What's that, 2 weeks away?
It's February 7th.
So, yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, as you say, it's an early build. It could be that they've already solved some of those issues. So, fingers crossed. It definitely was. It's promising. It is such a fun time with that demo. And as you say, very generous.
From what I understand, what they talked about, they said that the game, the guys are having a little competition where who can beat the game the fastest, basically by doing everything. They said if they skip all dialogue and just do every quest in the game, it took them over 200 hours.
Oh, nice.
They say this game is massive. Yeah. But anyway, I played that demo. I have a write-up on my impressions of the demo. It should be live on ZTGD sometime this week. The other thing that I played is the Castlevania game that was released on Xbox Live and PSN.
Harmony of Despair.
Despair, yeah. I picked it up. A buddy of mine that I've known for years, he was like, dude, it's awesome. I was like, I played the demo and I wasn't really feeling it. But I had a few extra points or stuff on my PSN, but money, I guess. And I said, yeah, you know what, I'll pick it up. I picked it up and started playing co-op with him. That game's actually really cool. It's more, it's not necessarily a traditional Castlevania game, but it's more like an MMO where you're just doing instances. So you go into a dungeon and it's all about getting better loot, you know? So I really did enjoy that after you learn how to zoom in that game, because that took a while to figure out, but I finally figured that out and I'm having fun with it. So, yeah, play some more of that this week probably. I did play a little bit of Skyrim. It locked up on me last night, and Skyrim is one of those games where if it locks up on me, I'm not going to play it again that night. Because I don't know what it is. It's so disheartening whenever a game will lock up on you. So,
yeah. I
just turned it off. But, yeah, I did a few quests. The game's still great. I'm waiting on that new PS3 patch because I'm starting to feel the effects of some of that stuff now. It's getting a little janky in some areas where things will just freeze for like 5 seconds and then start back. And because, I mean, granted, I have put around 50 hours into that game, and my save is to that point where it's large enough to where you're going to start feeling those effects. So, yeah, I'm going to wait for that patch before I start back up again. I have shelled Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for now. I'll probably go back to it later on in the year. I do not feel like playing that game. I got sick of it. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Future stuff, probably more Skyrim when I feel like it. And more Castlevania. That game's really fun co-op, so you might want to give it a shot. 6-player co-op, too. And that's it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll jump over to Kato. I know you won't disappoint me in the time.
This is going to be quick. There's really nothing new.
That's what she said.
Your mom? I didn't know she
did. Yeah.
Skyrim, still loving it. Still haven't started the main mission, the first one. Just tooling around, doing the side quest, talking to a friend. She was playing it, and she saw a giant take on a dragon, which I kind of want to see. I think that
yeah,
would be epic.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah, it happens every now and then. Anytime you get attacked, anytime a dragon attacks you and there's anything else around, yeah, everything stops and just attacks the dragon. So it's pretty funny.
That's awesome, because I think that would be kind of epic fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, still loving it. I played and finished Arkham City. Good game. Didn't get really the emotion that I guess I should have at the end, but I'm not a big DC fan, so maybe it was just lost to me. But I enjoyed it. It's a good story. And I 1,000-pointed Saints Row. And
nice.
Wow. Yeah,
that game was phenomenal. If I was here for this Game of the Year show, that was my Game of the Year.
Nice.
Did you play Genki Bowl yet?
No, I'm not going to get the DLC. Squarely
oh, it's out yet?
Yes.
It's out now.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yes. And I just don't have the points for it, and I don't think it would add anything that I really care about. I mean, I played the hell out of that game, and I'm done with it. It was great. I put in 60, I think, hours on it or something like that, something stupid, and I'm done. I don't have the points for the DLC. I don't care. So it's time to part ways with Saints Row.
I've already got the season pass, so.
Well, then go download it, brother.
I didn't even know it was out, so hell yeah.
Yeah, brother.
The only thing I'd ever played on that was Horde mode, but oh well.
Does it really matter?
No.
I never played that once.
So,
but the disappointment of Horde mode is not being able to take your created characters in
and play it online.
Oh, it's not online.
I don't think so.
Yeah, interesting. That's 2-player co-op, right?
Was it 2-player online? That's kind of stupid.
Man,
should be 4.
Oh well.
Why isn't the main game 4-player co-op?
That's true.
So whatever, enjoyed it, and that's it. That's the big 3, I guess.
You gonna play anything else?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably more Skyrim.
Skyrim.
That's about it. So
Between Skylanders and Skyrim, I don't think this podcast is about anything else.
I will play Jurassic Park.
No, you won't.
You're
no,
right.
You won't. Don't.
I
don't.
I have to finish
it.
It. I mean, I bought that. I have to. I
no,
have
you don't.
To. It's not worth anything in trade, and it's probably not worth my suffering, but I can't get rid of it, so might as well play it, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay. But, yeah, there you go. That's why. Well, what's the arcade game this week?
Don't know.
Well, then we'll see. That, yeah.
John W.
Okay. Skyrim, Kings of Amalur, next week. I don't know. Done.
Wow.
I love you, John.
That's how you do it.
I am thoroughly obsessed with Netflix, so I've managed to fool my PS3 into thinking it's in the US, so I've now got the US.
Did you say fool your penis to thinking it was in the US?
Yes.
Wow.
That didn't even sound
well,
anything
to be
like
fair,
that.
I did unroll it.
Would you say you never mind.
Did you play the Keystone Pipeline from Canada to the United States?
Whoa. Hey, Ross.
Timely topical joke.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yes, I managed to fool my PS3 into thinking Netflix is in the US, so I've got a whole wealth of stuff, so I'm watching American TV shows like crazy. And to be fair, I've got the same sort of feeling Ken had in the fact that it's a bit of a gaming slump. Kingdom of Amalur demo was brilliant, though. I will add that. And it's gone from a didn't even give two hoots to I think I'm going to pick this up day one.
All right, so I guess I'll move on to Mr. Futon.
I will equally be quick. I finished Darksiders. Now the cat is out of the bag as to what I played on my first trip to San Francisco. I played a ton of UFC Undisputed 3.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, what was that?
That was my phone vibrating on my desk. Because, unlike you, I don't hold it up against my junk.
Well, more fool you, then.
You told me that in private. I am so sorry. Terribly sorry that you don't actually want to go out and buy a vibrator because you're ashamed. He's speechless. You'll show everybody your tissues, but you won't go out and buy a vibrator. It's really sad.
I'm okay.
Awkward.
I'm English. I don't buy vibrators.
You steal them.
Oh, yeah.
You're a vibe-pirator.
We just throw your vibrators into the water, John.
They float over.
Called the Boston Teabag Party.
Oh.
I was trying to type something. I type vibrator, you asshole.
That's right, you did, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
So I played Darksiders, I played UFC Undisputed 3 at the preview event. The whole write-up is on ztgd.com. Really enjoyed what I played of it. And especially for fighting game fans, it's worth taking a look at because they've been talking to a lot of fighting game enthusiasts and professional fighting gamers and to incorporate some of the things that people love about fighting games into something that's rooted in sport. So please check it out. And then I've played half of Enslaved, finally. So I'll probably finish that in the next couple days. I've also been playing Hero Academy. Then once I finished Enslaved, I too will begin my second playthrough of Mass Effect 2. So that I'm ready. I need to have it finished before the Vita launch, is essentially what it comes down to. Or else I will not finish it before Mass Effect 3 comes out. That's it. I'm done.
All right. So, Mr. Wombat, can I guess what you've been playing?
You know what? You can.
I bet it's Skyrim.
You know, I have been playing some Skyrim. I have been, but I've also... I wasn't going to talk about that since I play it every week, but since you brought it up, I have been playing some Skyrim. No, I was just going to talk about the fact that I have played the Kingdoms of Amalur demo as well. We've already mentioned most of it, but I do want to say what it kind of reminded me of, and I'll probably, you know, I may get some heat for this from a couple different sources, but just keep in mind, I love both of these games, okay? So, it kind of reminds me of the RPG version of Uncharted. And I say that because I feel like Uncharted, they took a lot of things that other games have done and put them all together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got, you know, kind of the loot system of, you know, your Torchlight, Diablo, that kind of thing. I feel like the combat is more God of War-ish than RPG, especially with the rolling mechanic. I feel like I said before, they kind of took the art style of World of Warcraft, mixed with a little bit of Fable and the, you know, the glowing items and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just feel like it's kind of an RPG stew. But I feel like also, like Uncharted, they've mixed them all together very, very well. And it leads to a very good game. So I'm really excited to play the full version of that. And then I also played the demo for The Darkness 2. First off, I have to say I love the art style this game. It just, everything looks cool. I just like the way everything looks. And I, you know, obviously the violence is really ratcheted up in this game. But I don't know if I'm just done with first-person shooters, or if it's just because of the, you know, because I've been playing Skyrim so much lately, I cannot get the shooting down. I just can't. Like, I aim around people, I miss people when I'm trying to shoot them. I don't know if, like I said, if I'm, my aim's just thrown off because of too much Skyrim or what, but it's good. I mean, I like the fact that it's a lot different than your standard first-person shooter, so. That's pretty much it.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, then I will continue your conversation here, because I was kind of curious if anybody else even bothered to play The Darkness, because the first one was...
I hated the first game.
The first one was so good.
Yeah.
Does Jackie's mouth actually move when he talks?
You don't see Jackie.
You know what's funny is I owned the first one for about a year and never played it.
Oh, it was good.
I bought it for $5 and traded it in for $7. So,
wow.
I ended
That's
up
how you
ahead.
Know it's a good game you made a profit on.
Hell yeah.
But no, I'm right there with Wombat. I love the way this game looks. It just has this really cool kind of realistic cel-shaded art style that's very different from the first one, but still, like, the brutality in this game is nasty. And, like, I noticed, like, when you do moves with the with your two arms now, that, like, there's different moves. Like, the first one I did, I wrapped the arm around the guy and split him in half. They called it the Anaconda. And it pops up on the screen and says Anaconda on the screen. So I'm assuming you can unlock new moves and stuff. Unlike Wombat, the shooting felt great to me. The pulling the left trigger to lock onto a target just to give you that little bit of auto aim really worked really well. I love the diversity of the demo. And even the demo tells you this is not the way the events happen in the final game. But I love the scene where you're being dragged out of the restaurant and you can see your foot just completely obliterated and you're shooting people as you're being pulled out of the restaurant. That was really awesome. And it's like the Amalur demo. It's pretty hefty. There's quite a bit of content to the demo. You even get to the point where you get to pick up the Darklings again, which is pretty cool. But no, I love the atmosphere and the stuff of the first game. So the second, you know, the demo, when they first announced it, I was kind of like, oh, they're going to kind of phone this in. This isn't the same developer. Slap the name on it, make a sequel, blah, blah, blah. But the developer's done a really good job. And if you like the first one, I definitely think you should check this one out because it seems like it's going to be very, very cool. I also played the Amalur demo. I was interested in the game, but now I'm excited about the game.
I need to play this demo, apparently.
You do, man.
You do? I was planning on doing it anyway for the Mass Effect 3 goodies, but you know why I've been holding off? Because my stack is so imposing that I don't really want to add another game to it.
Well, this game, it's and me being one of the few people I know that really enjoyed Fable, Fable 3. I do get that same vibe, but at the same time, I do get the vibe of the tons of loot collecting, the much better combat. I mean, the combat in this game is so well done.
So that's going to hook me.
And the other thing about it is it doesn't tie you to a class.
Yeah.
Which I
you
love.
You can change whenever the hell you want to.
Yeah, like in the demo, it gives you the ability to try swordplay, bow and arrow, the dual daggers, and also the staff, the sorcerer staff. And
it's so much fun. The staff, that's amazing how a staff is actually good in a game.
Oh, yeah, and I love how it lights the spiders on fire and shit. It's just,
yeah, like you throw fireballs and fucking, like, the actual ground where you shot it, like, burns up and stuff.
Yeah, it's
that's awesome. I mean, I've watched every video that we've posted about the game, and I've been pretty excited about it. Part of it was the travel, but part of it is like, oh, man, I know if I play this demo, I'm going to immediately pop down a pre-order for it.
Well, here's the other thing, here's another thing that I know a lot of people get excited about. It's like, you know, when you put armor on, it changes your character's appearance. Like, God, man, why can't every game do that?
I know.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah, it really, I mean, and it, this goes back to what I was saying before, but it's got even that kind of cool stuff from the MMO world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it really, even the armor, the weapons, everything reminds me of like a single player MMO.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm totally buying this game, aren't I?
It's very good.
This game right here is going to be that sleeper hit of the early part of the year.
You're going to be thrilled because they're certainly putting enough into it between R.A. Salvatore and Todd McFarlane and the amount of promotion they put behind it. And the timing. The timing is freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's definitely an awesome game.
I gotta say, as a baseball fan who is not a fan of Curt Schilling because of the teams that he's played for, he made some solid decisions with this one.
Yeah, that is just the weirdest thing to me still.
Yeah, when I first heard he was part of the team making the game, I was like, wow, this is gonna flop.
Nah, this dude's like
a pretty big gamer.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know anything about baseball, so I'm like hearing it's like you guys hearing, hey, look, you know, Peyton Manning's making a game. Who cares? But no, I have the same issues. The camera is very janky, the demo is very glitchy, and my other issue with it, which I've heard is not a big issue, is the inventory system. It seems like it's very simple to navigate, but it seems like it could get real cluttered real fast.
But they've got this button that you just press to junk it, and that I think that's brilliant because you can just go through, press Y, junks it, takes out of your inventory, and then when you go to a shop, you just press a button, sells all your junk. Fantastic.
Yeah, as long as it's not like
Mass Effect 1. Oh, God.
Exactly what I was saying. Because that game, even though you could trash stuff or sell it all, you know, I actually, when I played Mass Effect 1 both times, I had a list of the manufacturers for each different class that weren't good. So it's like, all right, these, I sell.
Yeah, that's my only concerns about that game. But I'm trying to keep with the pace here. A game I'm playing for review and will be up for a brand new video feature is Scary Girl, which is an XBLA game. Also due out on PSN this week. It's a very interesting kind of Nightmare Before Christmas art style, but it is based on the graphic novel by Nathan Jurevicius, which I know nothing about, so I'm not going to pretend like I do. I do know that the game takes place outside of the graphic novel and outside of the movie, so it's a different story. It's a very cool little action platformer, very distinct art style. Plays very, very well. I love all the upgrades and everything. The creatures are very well designed. My only complaints about it are the enemies popping out of the background, you not being able to see them, and some of the movement is a little slippery. But other than that, it's really, really good. It's a solid, solid platformer. Definitely worth checking out the demo if you're into the kind of artsy platformers. And for leisure, I played some more Skylanders, getting real close to finishing that, even though I'm still missing air and fire, which is agitating.
You got heart, right?
Yes, and Captain Planet is in the house.
Yeah. Good. Don Cheadle, Captain Planet.
I played some more Trine 2. The game continues to give me a headache after about 2 hours of play just because the puzzles are so brain-boggling. But love the game. Absolutely love it. Love the physics-based puzzles.
Obviously, because you ignored my invite.
I was actually I was talking to my wife. I didn't even see your invite till the next day. She was telling me how to do the puzzles. I played Genki Bowl 7. I'm playing through that. It is kind of generic DLC. It really is. It's just four more activities, which are just takes on other activities outside of the skyblazing.
Skydiving. Skyblazing, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of them, like, I love the idea of Yarngasm, but that thing controls like ass.
Yeah, I would never call that in. Oh. After winning it, just give me a tag.
Oh my god, yeah, that.
I want them to patch the freaking game. I want to be able to call in a VTOL, damn it.
But no, it's. I hope the rest is better. Is all I'll say.
I think it will be. I think the other stuff is more story based.
And finally, I played a. I don't know. I got a fighting game kick going on with the announcement of Mortal Kombat for Vita and all the awesome Vita fighting games coming. Mm-hmm. I popped in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and played Heroes and Heralds mode. And I have to say, that's an addictive little piece of a game, just using existing assets. You know, usually when you add something to a game, you add something new to it. But the only thing new here are these cards that you collect. And these cards give you different abilities, like extra health or extra hyper combo gauge when your health is low, things like that. And you can use these cards, and you collect these cards, and it gets kind of addictive collecting these cards, fighting the enemies. Then you have a hit list that you mark all these people off of. But it's a really good way to continuously play the game the way I like to play it, which is constantly switching between different teams. When I play single player, I don't like to play through the entire arcade mode as the same three characters. Heroes and Heralds mode lets you choose three new characters for every match. So
that's
you,
cool.
You kind of get a diversity of playing the different characters over and over again. So,
yeah, you learn.
Are you just really gearing up for Soul Calibur 5, though?
I'm totally gearing up for Soul Calibur 5. I'm ready.
I've been geared up. I can't wait for a game.
I'm ready for that, and I swear to God, I can't wait for Mortal Kombat on Vita.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh my god. A whole new challenge tower? I'm fucking in.
I still haven't finished the original challenge tower, so.
I did. I'm ready for another. And this one's Vita specific, so I'm. Oh yeah.
So you're going to be able to touch the crap out of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Touch screen fatalities.
Yep. That's pretty cool. I probably never use them, but maybe once or twice, but that's pretty cool. And plus all the content. Kratos, all four DLC characters. That's pretty badass. Yeah. So. That's an awesome little package there. But that's it. As far as future fondling, I'm hoping that we see some games this week because I'm continuing to be scared of February. I know I've got...
I'm hoping that UFC shows up soon.
I know that I've got Never Dead on the way, which first review was in. It was an 8.
Wow, crikey.
So we'll see.
That's about 7 more than I thought it would get.
Never judge a book by its cover. And then, of course, Soul Calibur should be coming soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to play. Oh, and one last little... I also played the Resident Evil Revelations demo. And I can say one thing. I want a Vita port. And I want it now. Because that game is awesome. It's really good.
Who do you play as?
The demo you play is Jill.
Okay.
What part of the story of Resident Evil does it take?
I don't know much about the story. I've been playing it with the sound off because I'm just checking it out for the controls and stuff because it's kind of like Amalur. I skip the intro. I don't want to get into the story of something when I'm playing a demo, which
you don't
is why
be
I probably
spoiled.
It's also probably why I won't play the Mass Effect 3 demo. Just because I don't see a point in playing a demo of something like that. I know I'm going to play it. I know I'm going to like it.
What about your Amalur goodies, though?
I'll probably be so far into Amalur it won't matter.
Well,
200 hours!
My understanding is that all you have to do is see the title screen of the Mass Effect demo to get the Amalur goodies.
Oh.
So, unlike the Amalur demo, where you have to play through the whole thing to get everything, my understanding is that with the Mass Effect demo, all you have to do is boot it up.
All right, well, I'll download it, boot it up, and then be done.
Yeah, but I might play it to write up a preview of it with the Kinect, because it is the demo is going to be Kinect-enabled.
It's better with Kinect.
Get my ass.
Reload, Master Chief, reload! Why won't you reload, Master Chief?
But that's it. We're getting ready to hit a stride of Holiday Part 2.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Old.
It's coming. It's coming for your ass.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet. There you go.
He's got a purr in my mouth.
All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. I take it he's not out on probation yet.
No, he's not.
That son of a bitch. I'm not paying his bail.
He should not touch little children.
We cannot afford any more doubloons.
Wow, wait. Someone's been watching Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
No, the news guy works off doubloons.
He's always gotten paid in doubloons.
That's right.
Shows how much you know, Mike. Not,
yeah. Well, you do your research, motherfucker.
Yeah. Because he does everybody else's.
That's true. SOPA and PIPA are reeling, and the ESA is looking forward. Both of the controversial bills have been shelved. Notice
yeah.
that.
Hell yeah.
Notice that word.
Just to be clear, shelved does not mean dead.
Exactly.
Stay vigilant, my friends. They could pop up as amendments to other bills later on to try to worm their nasty-ass way into law.
All right, I'm going to preface this next news story right now and say that we're not going to have a discussion about Capcom business tactics before I say this, okay? I'm just going to...
Super Mega Ultimate!
Exactly. I will mute your ass. So stop. Apparently, a lot of people are feeling that Capcom kind of shot themselves in the foot announcing Resident Evil 6 before Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City dropped.
That's probably true.
And mainly because people will be like, well, yeah, I was going to try Operation Raccoon City, but not now, since, yeah, 6 is confirmed. That's the next story coming in November 20th. Features
yeah.
Leon S. Kennedy and Chris Redfield, along with a bunch of other characters. Well, we don't know if they're together.
I want Barry Burt.
The press release made it seem like they were together.
Well, I also read somewhere that they're talking 6-player co-op.
That's probably going to be the mercenaries mode.
Still, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the game.
I'm psyched.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I don't care what anybody says. The fact that that game's coming out November 20th, which is going to probably be launching the same week as Assassin's Creed 3. Dude, Assassin's Creed, the new Assassin's Creed sold a fuck ton. Assassin's Creed 3 is going to do really well.
Resident Evil
is going to do really well.
Oh, definitely. It's Resident Evil. Come on. They made, like, what, 4 movies so far?
5
I guess I just don't understand what the concern is. You know, people who like Resident Evil aren't going to drop money for a second Resident Evil game in the same year. Or a third one if they have a 3DS. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I just don't give two shits about Operation Raccoon City.
As far as I'm concerned, Capcom can go blow a giraffe.
You have to look at the logo, the Resident Evil 6 logo.
Yeah,
right, I'm gonna look at giraffe logos.
If Street Fighter X Tekken couldn't get any cooler, the Vita version is teasing Mega Man and Pac-Man.
Pac-Man,
wow. Pac-Man,
yeah. What the fuck?
As secret characters.
That's interesting.
It's probably going to be, you know, Pac-Man with the arms and legs.
Yeah, well, of course. Otherwise, he wouldn't be fighting a whole lot, would he?
Oh, you...
Holy shit, it does look like a... Damn it, now I can't unsee that.
Motherfucker.
Alright.
The FedEx logo is intentional. It's like the Bioshock 2 Big Daddy looking like Bomberman.
How do you know this isn't intentional? Maybe they intentionally wanted it to look like a woman blowing a giraffe. maybe that's part of the story.
Where's the woman part?
I'm looking at the logo too.
Are you guys done doing
Holy shit!
Wow.
I see it.
Muting. Okay. Alright. THQ has denied that it canceled all of its 2014 games, even though the company is apparently in some turmoil right now. We'll see how that pans out. Mass Effect 3 passes on Steam and is going to require Origin. Of course, it's an EA game.
Of course, it's an EA game. Yeah, I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's all the news.
Wow, what is it?
No, I am looking at what we talked about last week about WiiWare demos and Xbox.com hacking.
See, Nate, you made us rush for nothing.
Yeah, and you bitch about me and Mike having the same day off, and there's no fucking news.
Oh, I
yeah,
know.
Well, there was the day we were off.
Yeah.
And by the way, off. I just want to point out that off was in, you know, was actually working. So
it ain't my fault.
And I didn't say it was your fault.
I'm jumping on my ass. Fuckers. Jesus. Well, I don't even know what to do now. I'm gonna head over to the Twitter.
Wait, we've got a question in the question thread.
Okay.
We do.
Well, that's sweet. Let's go check that out then. See, this is what happens when you're not prepared.
Yep. Well, I mean, to be fair, we haven't been doing this very long.
No, not at all. All right, this is a pretty big question. His name is R.I.P. Skate Destroy. He said, "All right, this post might get huge, and I apologize already for that. First off, I want to start off by saying thank you to the entire cast. Thank you. You are one of the very few gamers right now that I can feel comfortable listening to, meaning I am old, like you guys."
Awesome.
I remember you talked about a test to see if you were a hardcore gamer or not, and the questions were something like, are you the oldest person in your local game shop, or something. The answer is yes, I'm among them. I'm 30, by the way. Anyway, I remember the first time I started listening to your podcast, and it was the time when I had kids, twins. I used to play your podcast on my iPod as I was sitting around waiting for them to fall asleep. Around the time they turned a year, I've been doing it ever since. My kids are turning 4 this May. That's a lot of podcasts.
Wow. Shit.
So as you can see, I'm a big fan of the show. The jokes, the people, the fondling, the jokes, the news, the twittas, the jokes, the gambus, bagok. Or as Boogeyman once said, when Professor Chaos was filling in for Gambus, in the lines of, Chaos would have no problem filling in for Gambus since he does have a big bacock.
Oh, dear.
Alrighty then. He says, also, I remember another good quote that still makes me giggle. This is from the days of just Gambus, ZT, Wombat, and Killer Wolverine. ZT said, I think we people have started not expecting much graphically. Wombat, yeah, that's true. Killer Wolverine, what do you mean, we people? Oh, the good old days. I could go on forever, but I won't. So I'd just like to thank you all for doing all of this out of the love for games that you do have. And I wish I could get into writing that you will never stop. And that I can be 60 years old and tell my grandkids about this podcast. Almost every one of my friends have grown out of gaming, but I'm still here, and it's good to know that I'm not alone.
Yeah, we're old. We game.
I think it's a safe bet that we'll be around even when we're 60.
Probably.
For yourself,
if I'm still alive.
If you're still alive, good lord.
He has a special message for everybody. He says, ZT, the master of sarcasm. Gambus, the legend himself. Wombat, the comedic gold.
Oh, nice.
Chaos, the black guy. He says, just kidding, the gaming pimp. Boogeyman is the Cheech of gaming.
Nice.
And Wolverine is the angry one. Thank him whenever he stops by. And let's not forget the new guys. John W., Mr. UK. Mr. Futter, the perverted sane one. I think he nailed that one.
Wow. The perverted sane one.
I like that. I like that. It's fitting.
Yeah. And Fury, the redneck.
Of course. Fucking redneck.
Oh, he says, thank you.
He's every week, fucking redneck.
I know, I tell you.
He says, thank you. I hope I didn't forget anyone. If you keep making them, I'll keep downloading and enjoying them. Now I'll shut up. Have a good show.
Wow.
That was a great
very
post.
Flattering.
That was a great
thank
post.
You. Yeah. Thank
that
you
was
very
awesome.
Much.
Oh, I can't believe somebody knows us that well. That's...
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Freaking awesome.
I can't believe someone's still listening from that long ago.
I know.
Hey, I was.
Yeah, I know. Most people that listen that long
ago,
I bring them on.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do in Georgia?
Yeah.
Watch the Falcons get the shit kicked out of them?
Ride a porta potty down a hill?
Ooh, that works too.
Fuck a sheep,
that
man.
That sounds awesome.
And then, of course, there was Fuck a Sheep. I heard Fuck a Sheep. I wonder who that was from.
the perverted sane guy.
I wonder. All right, now I'll move over to the Twitter halls. Shot Caller says, so I just listened to the N4G podcast. Great as always, but one question is, Skyrim on PS3 really fixed, or am I going to be disappointed in a week?
You're going to be really disappointed in a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, Drew's the only one playing it, so he'd have more...
Like I said, I didn't have that many problems with it whenever I first started playing it. Granted, I did stop around mid-December and didn't pick it back up till early January, so I missed two of those patches. Apparently, the patch is coming this week is going to be the patch that fixes it. So
really? Because I heard that a little while ago, more than once. No, this one's going to do it, guys. We promise.
Honest.
So I'm far behind on the patches and keeping up to date. The one on the 360, whatever I downloaded just like a couple days ago, can you install it now?
Yeah, that's been fixed for a while.
Okay. See, I'm behind on that.
The installing problem's been fixed, but PS3 users have been dealing with slowdown and lag since the beginning.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's
and Randy Macho Man Savage.
That's not on PS3.
I wish it was.
I would totally do that.
There's a mod to make the dragons Macho Man Randy
Savage. Right,
I heard
about that. Okay.
Right. Mookie's Groove says, booting up Street Fighter 4 on Steam Games for the first time, and that song has me going again.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm over there with K-Dub on that one.
God, you guys just don't know how awesome that song is.
You're right, because it's not awesome.
Yes, whatever.
What's the opposite of awesome?
Not awesome.
It's that.
Unawesome.
Unawesome? It was once awesome, but then it got de-awesomified.
It was never awesome, so it can't be unawesome.
Mookie's Group says, ha, finally reactivated me gold membership. It feels so good to be back, and he hearts us.
We heart is he on Xbox then, is he?
Must be. I think so. We got two Follow Fridays from Shanghai 6 and Gay Gamer 2.
Two? What happened to the first one?
I don't know.
Alright.
I thought I had another one. Here we go. Shot Caller again says, hey guys, how's it going? Is there a sleeper hit in games that might be big this year?
I think we already answered that question.
I think we're going for Amalur.
I have to play this now.
Okay.
I really have to play this now because you guys have talked it up and I really want to play it.
Yeah. This
I'm going to play it. I got to queue it up. Maybe I'll play that in between Enslaved and my Mass Effect 2.
Well, Enslaved will only take you. How many hours are you into it?
I just finished the 7th chapter, and there's 14, he's so like, I'm happy.
Yeah, he's almost done with that.
Well, if they keep it up, Never Dead, it may be a sleeper hit.
It's possible. I don't know. I don't always trust first review.
What's Never Dead? I haven't heard
it's
of
Konami's
it.
New action game. It's kind of getting the same vibe as like last year's Shadows of the Damned.
It really wants to be Shadows of the Damned.
It's really kind of quirky, supernatural kind of... Weird.
The guy can't die, and if his pieces get cut off, he can like find them and reattach them.
Interesting. Yeah. When does this?
He can
come
attach
out?
People
it's like
with
next
his
week.
Arm and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's next week, so we'll see. Jamie R. Poyer says, Zero, you love MotorStorm Pacific Rift, but didn't quite enjoy Apocalypse. I'm wondering what turns you off from it. To be fair and honest, I think it was the career structure. And also the tracks. To me, MotorStorm's always been, you know, the big giant outdoor mud waterfalls. And Apocalypse kind of went more for the city kind of tracks for a lot of them. Although I've got a new love for Apocalypse Now after I played it in 3D.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, that's right. Bitches.
The 3D was pretty cool. The 3D was good.
That's still the best game in 3D to me by far.
Really?
It's really good.
I don't know. I like Gears in 3D. That was cool.
Gears was kind of subtle, though.
You're subtle.
MotorStorm's like all up in your face.
No. That is not anything that can... That word cannot be used to describe anybody on this show.
That's very true. Perverted one.
excuse me. Perverted.
Insane. I'm sorry.
Insane one.
Sorry.
Let's get it right.
Shut up, John.
Hey!
And finally, I know Mike will fight But Chamarungo tweeted and said that he is on the bus on his way to the 49ers game.
Man, wow. That's
he's
good.
A big 49er fan.
Yeah,
so.
He's over in the Bay Area, I think, isn't he?
Yes, he
or
is.
Close to it. And you know, as much as I agree with everyone or whoever said the Giants will win, I would like to see the Niners go back to the Super Bowl.
The Niners in the Super Bowl would be cool.
I think it's going to be a very good game, but I hope he brought some tissues to wipe his tears.
Oh, talking smack.
God,
smack.
Throne.
Well, we'll see. It's regardless, it's going to be a fucking great game to watch.
Yes, it is.
I don't know that anything's going to top the game last week, though, which I saw when I was in San Francisco. But
We'll see how that pans out this week. But I think we got two good games coming out today. We'll see.
I do, too. Because I didn't know that fact about the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots have not beat a winning team this season.
Did not know that.
So... we'll see how that pans. But anyway, this is a gaming podcast, not a football podcast. So, but
you'll never know it.
You know what a Skylander.
I never got Ryan's impressions on his Detroit Lions.
My impressions were that I was perfectly content with the season. I am disappointed that we didn't go further in the playoffs, but it's been a long time.
So it was
nice
kind
to
of
be back.
Good. Well, I'm glad you you enjoyed the season because they did pretty good this year. So
they did.
But that's it. That's all the Twitters. That's the awesome question from Skate and Destroy.
Not really a question, but so much as a reminiscing and
a
very flattering post.
More like a boosting an ego post.
Amen.
That's right. We need more of those.
Yes, we do.
But that's it. Gambus, I know you got to do your shout-outs. I know Mike's got to get out. It's going to be a short show, but that's okay. It doesn't always have to be ridiculously long.
Quality over quantity, my friends.
Damn right, indeed. Brother. And we're going to have plenty of longer shows once these games start hitting. So,
oh, God,
damn Christ.
So, Mr. Khan, right. If you want to do your little shout-outs, and then we'll get to the ending, and then we can go watch some foosball.
Football!
Alrighty. I want to give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast, which, by the way... I'm waiting for the next episode. The last episode was like, I don't know, something like 2 months ago or something. I mean, I'm still waiting for some Vita impressions. Come on, guys. I love your show, man. So send us a new episode. And, let me see.
Gambus commands it.
Yes, I command it. Raw. And I also give a shout out to the All Gen Gamers podcast. You know, the Johnny Millennium, Pete Dore, Gamester 81, and Jason Heine. Really good podcast. Talk about retro. They talk about retro games a lot. And man, I have flashbacks when I listen to their show. It's cool, like good flashbacks. You know, back to the 80s and stuff like that. And lastly, I would like to give a very, 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 very special shout out to one that we normally give shout outs to, and that is Shanghai Six from the Front Towards Gamer podcast. I did listen to the last episode of this podcast. I haven't listened to the newest Front Towards Gamer podcast yet, but bravo, man! Thanks for the GLaDOS clip. I mean, that was
epic.
That was epic.
That was beyond epic. And you know, I was thinking the other day, we need to get Shanghai on this show.
Yeah, he was on once before, but yeah, we need to get him back on at some point.
Yeah. Most definitely. We need to reevaluate our gameness.
Our whatness?
Jason, just continue and ignore everything.
I just want to be sure I heard him right, because if there's some prerequisite I'm not aware of.
What?
Moving
Whoa,
on.
It sounds like everybody turned into robots.
Okay.
Bust it. Just go ahead.
Robots with gameness?
Just go.
Yes. Yeah. Shanghai 6. We would like to have you on our show.
Well, that's going to lead him right in.
I think I think I speak for everybody. That's it for the shout-outs.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? Do we have any reviews?
No, do not have any reviews.
Okay. Nothing?
Boo.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Shortest show almost in history.
How long?
1 hour, 13 minutes.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
holy
that's
crap.
Definitely shortest.
Sploosh.
Well, that's Archer's what happens
back.
When you're
that's
in
what I
a...
got. Archer's back. Season premiere was this week.
When you're kind of in a lull.
Yeah,
a calm before the storm.
Calm before the storm, which is sad because it's January.
Yeah.
Well, and, plus
and a very mild January.
Kid being a big old jerk and making everybody hurry, so that sort of made everybody uncomfortable. But
thanks, Dick.
Yeah, well.
Hooper.
Somebody's got to control this chaos.
Put us in an uncomfortable spot, like the back of a Volkswagen.
Hey, hey, Volkswagens are very comfortable to be in the back of.
I bet you know.
So does your mom.
The trunk of.
He likes when somebody gets in the back.
Anyway.
Including your mom.
So you enjoy the...
Wow.
Indeed.
Something about a high heel? I don't...
Shut up, Ryan!
But that is it. So, Mr. Khan, if you'd be so kind as to do your big bagawk.
Alrighty. And here comes a big bagawk.
Or at least moderately sized.
Please count.
I think that's a 5-yard penalty for a false start.
is that really?
What the shit was that?
Is that really?
That's
how
what you, she said.
Did that... you finish?
Yeah,
that's what she said.
How many times have I heard that?
Wow. I think he gets to replay that down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your cue, Gambus.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
I always live in anger.
Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.